Today's shir is Masechta Menachos, Daf Hey, and we will begin on Daf Hey on an hour, five lines from the top, with Shimon ben Lakish. As we have learned in the previous shir, Rav taught us that if somebody brings a carbon minchas ha'omer, as we know the halacha is that the minchas ha'omer was brought on Tezayin Sivan, the second day of Pesach, because until that day the chadash, all new grain that took root after Pesach, after the second day of Pesach, may not be eaten until the next year, second day of Pesach. And Rav taught us that the purpose of bringing that Karban Minchas HaOmer was to allow the eating of Chadash, of the new grain. And therefore Rav said that if somebody brought the Minchas HaOmer Shaloi L'shma, so obviously that Karban Mincha will not accomplish that one could eat Chadash. And therefore Rav said if somebody brings a Karban Mincha HaOmer Shaloi L'shma, the halach is that it's possible. Rish Lakish has a different opinion. Rish Lakish, Rishim ben Lakish Amar, Minchas HaOmer Shkintu Shaloi L'shma, if somebody brings a Minchas HaOmer Shaloi L'shma, the halach is that the Mincha is kosher. However, the shira ein necholim, you may not eat the shirayim. We know the halacha is that one may not eat, that one brings a carbon mincha, the koimetz is burnt on the mizbeach, the shirayim are eaten by the kahanim. It says Rish Lakish, the shirayim of this carbon minchas omer that was brought shloi l'shma may not be eaten ad shetavi mincha acheres utatirena, until another carbon mincha will be brought that will allow that carbon mincha, that the chadash should be mutter, and therefore at that point the chadash is mutter. So the first carbon mincha, which was indeed brought from new grain, will now become mutter. Ask the achronim, if according to Rish Lakish this carbon mincha is a kosher carbon mincha, as he says, the only thing is we have to wait, Rish Lakish says, until the other carbon mincha is brought, until another carbon mincha is brought, ask the achronim, there's a mitzvah asay to eat from a carbon that's a kosher carbon. So why shouldn't that mitzvah asay be doicha, the loisa say, that says that you're not allowed to eat chadash? So Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, in the Shas and Shuvas Per Yitzchak, answers that even though indeed, of course, there is a mitzvah say to eat from the carbon mincha, but of course, if we can eat it in a permissible way, we should not eat it in a non-permissible way. And since after the second carbon mincha we brought, we will be able to eat it 100% fine, don't eat it now when it's still in the category of chadash. Other achronim I saw suggest a different teretz. They say, where does the Torah say there's a mitzvah to eat of a carbon? The mitzvah say that's only by a carbon that was brought l'shma. But here we're speaking about a carbon that was brought shaloi l'shma. A carbon that was brought shaloi l'shma, there is no mitzvah to say to eat it. But ask the Gemara, how could Rish Lakish suggest that we could eat, that we should be able to be makrovit, even though the kmitzah was done shaloi l'shma, mikra hechi karva? How could we go be makrov this carbon mimashki Yisrael? The pasuk says in Yecheskel that only karbonis that are mashki Yisrael, which means that it may be eaten by klal Yisrael, could be brought as a carbon. This carbon, given that it's not going to be allowed to be eaten, as we just explained, we're going to have to wait for the next carbon to be brought, is not in the category of Mashke Yisrael. And therefore, how could it be brought? The Mefarshim discuss why does the Pasuk, when it speaks that you're only allowed to eat, bring a carbon for something that's permissible, use the word Mashke. So some explain because since nesachim are brought with every carbon, so that's what the mashka means. Another word is mashka means a feast. And again, something that a Jew may feast on, may eat from, that could be brought from a carbon. This may not be, may not. So ask the Rajba and other Rishonim, if we're learning now that there's a halacha of mimashki Yisrael, that's only something that could be eaten, could be used as a carbon. So how could we ever bring a carbon from Mechus Omer? Isn't it at that point chadash? So some explain the simple answer. Some Rishonim say that mitzvos bekach. That even though enechanami, there is a problem that it's not allowed to be eaten. The Torah tells us that this is the carbon that should be brought mitzvos bekach, even though it's still chadash. The Rashba gives a different explanation. The Rashba says that since it's at the same moment that we're makter this carbon, chadash becomes mutter. At the time we're burning the kaimitz, chadash becomes mutter. There's a concept in halacha, says the Rashba, of gita v'yada b'ayim kecha, that two things happen at the exact same moment. And that's what happens here. The isser chadash, the isser chadash that falls away, and the aktara of the carbon come at the exact same moment. However, the achrayim ask on the teretz of the Rashba. Yes, the Rashba is correct. At the same moment that the kindness is being burned, that's the same moment that it's no longer also because of chadash. But we're speaking about the kmitza, and at the moment of kmitza, the chadash doesn't become mutter; it only becomes mutter at the moment of aktara. To which the achrayim answer that the din of Mamashka Yisrael was only said regarding Haktarah. And the explanation is very beautiful. What does Mamashka Yisrael say? Mamashka Yisrael says that while we may eat, may the Mizbeach eat. Kmitza is not considered the eating of the Mizbeach. Haktarah is considered the eating of the Mizbeach. So therefore, these Achroim explain and helping us understand the Rashba that only regarding the Haktarah is there a problem of Mashke Yisrael? And there we have the answer that the same moment Akhtar is happening, the Isser Chadosh is falling away. So the question is, how could we be makter this carbon Minchas Omer that won't be able to be brought? That won't be matter the Chadosh, so therefore it's also because of Chadosh? Answers the Gemara, Amar of Adabar Ahava, Kusavar Eshlokish, Eim Chosuz Malabai Miloim. Since later on today that we're going to bring the Karma Mincha, and when we bring the Karma Mincha, another Karma Mincha later on today, this is the way Rashi explains, then the Chadash will be Mutter. So the fact that right now it's Mutter, we're going to have to wait for later in the day, that's what that prevents it from being considered something prohibited. So ask the Mefarshim the obvious question, how do we know that they're going to bring another Karban Mincha? Or how do we know that the next Karban Mincha also won't end up being possible, that we could be able to rely on it? To which the Rishonim reply that since the halacha is that if no Karban Mincha was brought, by the end of the day, Chadosh will be mutter no matter what, therefore we have no problem. Because it's only a problem if it won't be brought by the end of the day. But here, since by the time the end of the day comes, no matter what, it will be mutter, therefore there is no reason to be concerned. The Mefarshim also point out that how could we be certain that we'll bring another Karban Mincha that day? We cut Omer, the Omer was cut the night before, for the first Karban Mincha, which has now become disqualified. And the halacha the Mefarshim go on to say is that the mincha, the omer, the barley that's used for the mincha's omer must be cut at night. So how do we say that there's going to be another carbon mincha brought that day? There may not be any barley. So the simple teretz that many Mefarshim give is that there's a lot of barley cut. Much more barley is cut than is needed for the mincha's omer, and therefore there is no problem. Another explanation that I saw is that the issue of the chiyuv to cut Minchas Omer at night is only the night of Tezayin Nisan, the night before the second day of Pesach. However, if for whatever reason that Omer, that first, as we're learning, that first Karban Mincha becomes disqualified and we're going to have to bring another Karin Mincha, there is no chiyuv that Omer has to be cut at night. That Omer for the next Karin Mincha could even be cut by day. So certainly we're going to be able to bring another Karin Mincha, we'll have from what to bring, and as Rishonim go on to explain, even if we don't have what to bring from, we'll by night be allowed to eat no matter what. If we discuss this issue on the Mashke Yisrael, that our Gemara is teaching us that for something to be able to be brought as a carbon, it has to be something that we could eat. There's a fundamental. So, firstly, I saw the Mefarshim ask that if so, how could Kabbonis be brought on Yom Kippur? On Yom Kippur, we're not allowed to eat. So, how could Kabbonis be brought? To which the Mefarshim respond, the issue on Yom Kippur is that there's nothing wrong with the food. We have to fast on Yom Kippur. That doesn't prevent it from being in the category of Mamashki Yisrael. But what the Achroinim do discuss is what is the reason something is may not be brought of as carbon because of Mashki Yisrael. As the Stipler and other Achroinim in the Yeshivas, the way they describe this question, is it a Siba or is it a Simen? Meaning, is the fact that something may not be eaten by Klal Yisrael a simon that the same food should not be eaten, should not be used for a carbon? Or is it a siba? Because we may not eat it, therefore it becomes usur also for the Mizbeach. To help understand the question, there's a halacha, gilui. The halacha is that if liquid was left unattended, we may not drink from that liquid. The reason is because we have to be concerned that a snake might have snuck into that liquid and dropped some venom there. So the question would be, could liquid which had gilui be used on the Mizbeach? If we say that whatever, it's a simon, whatever is usur to a Yisrael is usur to the Mizbeach, gilui, with liquid that had gilui, would be also to the Mizbeach. But if we say it's only a Siba, why will we not drink it? Because it's poisonous. We could get, it's a Sakana. But that certainly doesn't apply, of course, by the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach doesn't have to be concerned for poison. And therefore, something that had Gilui would be Mutter on the Mizbeach. So the Stipler wants to suggest that our Gemara is a proof that it's a Siba, not a Simen. Because if we say it's a simon, that whatever we may not have is also for the Mizbeach, so this Karim Minchas HaOmer that was brought Shalai L'Shma, the Rish Lakish is saying, yes, we're going to bring another Karim today, Eim Mechusas Malabai B'Yoyim. But right now, Yisrael is not allowed to eat Chadosh. So right now, Yisrael is not allowed to eat Chadosh, how could this Karim be brought? But if we're going to say it's a Siba, because since we may not eat it, the Mizbeach may not eat it, but that Siba doesn't apply, because the Siba is going to fall away once the other carbon is brought. Actually, I saw that the Mefarshim want to suggest that this might have been the machlokes between Kayin and Hevel. We know that Kayin brought a carbon mincha, and Hevel brought animal. So Mefarshim want to suggest that why did Kayin not bring behemoth? Because Kayin felt that at that time meat was usur. And since it was usur, you can't bring a carbon from meat. Hevel felt that this rule doesn't apply to B'nai Noach. But another explanation I saw is that it wasn't that meat was usur. The reason why until the time of Noach, meat wasn't allowed to be eaten is because Hashem didn't allow people to kill animals in order to eat them. But that was only for people. But that Siba doesn't apply by Hashem. Hashem was obviously allowed to kill animals, and therefore, even though we weren't allowed, even people weren't allowed to eat meat, Hevel knew that Hashem, on the Mizbeach, you could bring a carbon. Ask the Gemara, Maser of Ada, Bereid Rav Yitzchak. The Brisa says, Yesh ba'oifah shem menachas. There are certain rules that the common brought from Bird have that don't have, we don't have by Mincha. And yes, from Menachos Shem Oifus. And the certain rules that apply by Mincha that don't apply by Oifus. Yes, by Oifus. Sha'oifus bought in Benidva Shnai. A Oif could be bought in a partnership by two. A Mincha can't. Or Mechusri Kapara. A Korah Mincha could be brought by somebody who was Tamei. A Zava, a Mitzayra. And after they become Tahor, they bring, after they go to the mikveh and have Herv Shemesh, they are Mechusri Kapurim, and they bring birds as a carbon. V'chutru Meklol and Yisur Mekaydish. That means, do we know that the way of a bird is killed in the Beis HaMikdash is through Malika? Even though Malika, if one were to kill a bird that way, it would be in the Vela. For the Beis HaMikdash, it's Mutter. Masha Enkei B'Menachos, Menachos don't have these rules. Continues the Braisa. V'yeit B'Menachos, Menachos have certain chumras. Sh'Menachos tuna keli. The Menachos require a keli to put it into a klisharis. Whereas the bird is killed with the fingernail of the kayin. And as some Rishonim suggest, if anything, that should show a chumra by an oif over a mincha, that you use the finger of the kayin. So therefore, the Rishonim explain as follows, a rule that we spoke about previously in Amisechta. Where asked by a carbon mincha, after the kaimitz is removed, in order for it to get the kedusha, it must be put into kli sharis. The blood, both of a chatus oif or oilus oif, aren't put into a keli. They are sprinkled directly from the bird onto the mizbeach, so they don't have the kedushas keli. Some minchas require tenufa, a waving procedure. Minchas require hagosha, that they be put by the southwest corner of the mizbeach. The yeshnon betzibim kiyachid. There's a concept of a minchas tzibur. There is never a carbon oif that's brought by the tzibur. Mashenkem by oifus. These only apply by oifus. Ask the Gemara. Now, if Rish Lakish is right, that even though the mincha that was brought shaloi l'shma, it may not be eaten, it still could be brought on the mizbeach. So, if so, ask the Gemara Menachos Nami Mishkachsvod Hutim Mekulon Asur Bekaydish. We have something that may not be eaten. It's chadash, and still could be brought as a carbon. The carbon mincha of Mayniu, the carbon mincha Sa'aymer that was brought shaloi l'shma. Answers the Gemara the same terrors. Kivin the Ikka Mechusas Man LeBayBiyoy. Since that day the Karban Mincha will be eaten, because later on they're going to bring another Karban Mincha Saimer, or as we said, by night for sure it's going to be fine. Lavi Suruhu, it's not considered something that's Osir. It's only considered Osir if you need a special heter, like by the Oif that's in the Vela. Must Rav Sheshes ask Rav Sheshes the following question. Before we quote Rav Sheshes' question, it's important to mention the proper sequence of what is the avodah, what are the procedures of a mitzvah that becomes tar. The Torah teaches us that when a mitzvah becomes tar, first he has to bring its eretz, v'shni, v'talas, and shnei tzipayrim. He has to go through a process of smearing himself with the blood of the shnei tzipayrim. Then he has to wait 8 days, and on the 8th day, he brings a osha, machatos, an oilo, and a loiv of olive oil. The kohen waves the loiv osham together with the oil. He then shechs the osham and puts its blood on the mitzvah's right ear, right thumb, and right big toe. Then he pours some of the oil onto the left palm of a kohen, and the first kohen dips his right forefinger into that oil and sprinkles it 7 times towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He then takes some more oil from that kohen's hand and puts it on the Mitzvah's right ear, right thumb, and big toe. And then he puts the rest of the oil on the head of the Mitzvah, and then he brings the Mitzvah's chattis and oil. Says the Braisa, Higdem Matan Shem L'Matan Don. If the Kohen put the oil on the Mitzvah before he put the dam on the Mitzvah, so now Lach is Yemlena Shemen, since he doesn't have the whole leg of Shemen anymore, because he used some of the oil, albeit improperly, so he has to fill up that leg with the full amount of Shemen, and then He has to make sure to first put on the dam, on the kai, on the mitzayra, and then afterwards only put on the oil. Furthermore, what would be the halacha if he did the matzah b'chaynus before he did the matzah sheva? He put the oil on the mitzayra before he sprinkled it seven times before towards the kodesh hakodashim. Again, yachsav yitei matan yemelen shemen, he should fill up the log of shemen. Yachsav yitei matan b'chaynus ach matan sheva, he should first do the seven sprinklings towards the kodesh hakodashim, and then afterwards, only afterwards, can should he put the oil on the mitzvah. This is a machloikis harishonim. If he only put it on one thumb, if he put the dam on one of the places before he put the shemen, will that be good enough? Or does the dam have to be on all three places? And if he put the shemen before any of, before all of the avoid of the dam was done, what would be the halacha? But, ask the Gemara. Here we clearly see that if he went out of order, it's possible and has to be redone. But ask the Gemara, Amayas, v'itein, why are we being so strict? My David of it, since we're learning, ultimately, during this day, all of these avoidas will be done. Since all of these avoidas will be done anyway today, so what's the difference what came first and what came second? Answers Rapapa. I'm Rapapa. Shani Hilchos Mitzayra. The Hilchos Mitzayra are different. The Ksiba Havaya. The Torah uses the words Havaya. Damar Kosov, as the Pasuk says, Zois Tiyah Torah Mitzayra. Tiyah Baviyasatei. The Torah insists that the proper order be followed, and if not, if the proper order is not followed, it's disqualified. And I saw a beautiful pshat from the Divrei Yoyah, from the Satmar Rebbe, as why. He says, we know that why, what is one of the reasons somebody becomes a Mitzayra? So he says, one of the reasons somebody becomes a Mitzayra is because the person was arrogant, and he felt that he knows better, and he could do what he thinks is right. And that's why he brings, as we said before, part of his tahara process is to bring grass to show that he has to humble himself. Teaches us the Torah. What is the way an arrogant person acts? He feels, I'm going to do it in the order I want. Teaches us the Torah. You have to follow the order. Zois tiyeh Torah Mitzayra. The Mitzayra has to learn the lesson that he has to follow the order that the Torah prescribes. And therefore, even if there is a klal of Eimachusas Malabai B'yoyim, it doesn't make a difference if anyway it's going to be done, by Mitzayra, to teach him the lesson that he so much needs to learn, the Torah insists that the proper order be followed. But continues the Gemara, Moshe Rapapa, Rapapa asks another question, again about the Mitzayra. Higdim chatosa la shamoi. The halach is, as we spoke a moment ago, in describing the proper order, the proper procedure of the mitzayra. First he brings the osham, and then the chatos. What will be the halacha, says the braisa? If higdim chatosa la shamoi, he brought the carbon chatos before the carbon osham, says the braisa, lo ya'achem amaris b'doma. We shouldn't allow somebody else just to stir the blood of the carbon chatos. Why would stirring be required? So Mefarshim explained, because blood that becomes congealed becomes usur to be used on the mizbeach. So we would think it should be adequate just that they should stir the blood and then and bring the carbon asham and afterwards use that blood. Ela tu b'tzerasa. We have to wait for the, we have to leave the carbon chatas overnight and then bring another carbon chatas. And the Rishonim explained, we many times find that a carbon that gets disqualified, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, what should be done is sreif, it should be burnt. And sometimes the Gemara and the Mishnah uses the wording tuvet zrasa. What is when? So they explain, if the carbon chatos or any other carbon becomes inherently disqualified, then the halach is that sreifah, it should be burnt. However, in a situation where it doesn't become inherently disqualified, rather what happened is that it became that it's disqualified because of, like in our Gemara, a external reason that the chatas was brought before the asher. Since there's nothing inherently wrong with this karma chatas, we can't just take it out to be burnt. We have to wait for it to be left overnight. Once it's left overnight, that's when it becomes disqualified, and then it takes it to the So we see, but ask the Gemara if there's a rule of a mechusus malabai b'yoyim, then we don't have to follow the order on that day. So what's the difference? If the chatas came before the asher, it's all on the same day. Ask the Gemara, am I k'mos Rapapa? I don't understand Rapapa's question, says the Gemara. Rapapa who dama, it was just Rapapa who we learned a minute ago, who said, Shani hilchos mitzora, the ksiba havaya, that the Torah insists by mitzora that we have to follow the proper order. So, what's the question? Answers the Gemara, Rapapa hoki kakashalei. What was bothering Rapapa is Ema. Perhaps where does the Torah insist that we have to follow the proper order? Hani mili avoida. But shchita, here we're talking just about shchita. And shchita is lav avoida. And there are many reasons given why shchita is not considered an avoida. The simplest reason is because, as we know, the halach is that shchita is ksher bizar. A zar may do the shchita. Another explanation that the Rishonim suggest is that shchita of an animal is not limited to kachshin. Even chulin, if one wants to eat, we have to have shchita. Another explanation that I saw is we just discussed the other day that the halach is that kachshin must be brought b'tzofen hazara. But the halach is that the animal must be b'tzofen. But we learned the Masechta Zvachim that if the person doing the shchita is not standing in tzofen, as long as the animal and the slaughtering is taking place with tzofen, it's adequate. So we see that shchit is not considered a full-fledged avoida. And therefore, ask the Gemara, Rapapa's question is, if there is a concept that since something is going to happen during this day, it's it doesn't make a difference what comes first, what comes second. So again, ask the Gemara, if the mitzvah is chatas, was slaughtered before the Mitzvah's Asham, why shouldn't the halacha be Ye Acham Amaris B'damai V'likav Asham V'adalikav Chatas? Let somebody stir the blood of the Karban Chatas, bring the Karban Asham, and then afterwards bring that Karban Chatas. It must be, because we don't say Ein Mechus Is Mal Bay B'yoyim. We have to follow the exact order. So ask the Mefarshim, if we're learning from here that the Torah insists on the exact order always be followed. So we know that the Torah says, "But avoidim kippa chuka." We have to follow the exact order. And the question is, why does the Torah have to give us the pasuk of chuka? There's a rule. Ein mechusas malam bay b'yoyim. You have to follow the exact order. To which the Rishonim respond, if we didn't have that pasuk, we would think that where does the Torah insist on the exact order? Like by Karban Metzora, where it comes to affect Tahara, but by other Kabbalists that don't come to affect Tahara, perhaps there is no such rule. That's why the Torah had to write the word Chukah by Yom Kippur. Elam Rapapa, says Rapapa, why does Rish Lakish hold that if the Karban Mincha's Omer was brought Shaloi L'Shma, we may continue in doing the Avodah? Aye, it's not Mashke Yisrael, because since it's brought Shaloi L'Shma, it won't be allowed to be eaten. It's still Chodesh. Hayna Tamed Rish Lakish, the Ksava Heirim Mizuch Matar. Rish Lakish really holds that Chodesh becomes Mutter as soon as daybreak comes on Tezai Nissen. The Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, the Amri Tavayu, Afil Bezman Shebeis Midish Kain, even when the Beis Midish stood, Heirim Mizuch Matar. Really, Chodesh is Mutter as soon as the day begins. And therefore, there is no problem with this carbon that was brought Shaloi L'Shma, because the carbon is no longer Chadosh, because it's already after Heir Mizrach. So it turns out that we have here a very fundamental machlokes between Rav and Rish Lakish, as what does the carbon
Mechus HaOmer accomplish? According to Rav, and we discussed this briefly in our previous year, what the Korban Mechus HaOmer accomplishes is that it's matter the Chadosh. And therefore Rav said, if it was brought Shaloi L'shma, and therefore it's not matir, therefore the halacha is, we may not, it becomes possible. Rish Lakish's opinion, however, is that it's not the carbon that's matir, it's Heir HaMizrach that's matir. If it's Heir HaMizrach that's matir, why do we bring the carbon Omer? It's anyway mutter. The reason we bring the carbon Omer is because the Torah says that in the second day of Pesach, we have to bring the carbon Omer. Rav will obviously be disagreeing, and Rav will hold that Rav Menu Yerushalayim explain holds that there is that it's not Heir HaMizrach that's matir. Rav will hold that it's the Korban Omer which is matir. And actually, this question is relevant to our tefillos. It's interesting to note that on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, when we always, in our tefillah and tefillos musaf, mention the extra kabbonis, the special kabbonis that were brought on that day because of Yom Tov. And now the question is, why on the second day of Pesach, when we daven, do we not mention the Michas HaOmer in our tefillos? So if we follow the opinion of Rav, that the only reason the Michas HaOmer was brought was to be matir the Chadosh, it's not that it's a specific chiyuv of the day, we could well understand why we don't say it. Because nowadays, that's not what's matter the chadosh, because we can't eat, because we don't have kabbalah, we don't have a karmel mechus oimer, there's no point in saying it, because it's not a chayiv sayoyim. Rish Lakish, however, according to Rish Lakish, who was saying it's the daybreak that's matter the chadosh, and the mechus oimer is only brought because that's the chayiv of the day, it should have been mentioned in the tefillah. So I saw the Mefarshim say that even though La Halacha, the Rishayim Paskin like Rish Lakish, but we also have the opinion of Rav, to satisfy both opinions we do the following. In the Kriyas HaTorah, we read about the Korban Michas HaOmer. On the other hand, which would follow the opinion of Rish Lakish, that it's a Chayvus HaYoyim. On the other hand, by Tefillas Musaf, because we want to follow also the opinion of Rav, that says that the only reason the Michas HaOmer is brought is because it's a matir. And nowadays, when that doesn't apply, there is no reason to bring the Korban Michas HaOmer. That's why it says we don't mention it when we dive in Tefillas Musaf. Says the Gemara, V'had Rish Lakish la b'feresh etma el mechol etma. This that we just said, that Rish Lakish holds that as soon as day breaks, that's when the Chodesh becomes mutter. It's not something that we heard Rish Lakish say explicitly. We only heard about it, we only understand it from another statement. And as the Yushanim point out, that even though normally when the Gemara says something like this, what the Gemara means to say is, and therefore we maybe should ask a question, that's not what the Gemara is trying to say here. What the Gemara is just trying to say is a statement of fact, that this opinion of Rish Lakish is only understood through an inference. The Tanakh, the Mishnah says, before the Omer is brought, we're not allowed to bring a Bikurim or Mincha from the Chadosh. Vim Hevi, and if one does bring it from the Chadosh, the halacha is that it's possible. Kaidim Shtei Halachem, La Yavi, Vim Hevi Kashel. A word of introduction. There are actually two Kabbalas that are brought that make the Chadosh Mutter. The Omer, the Michas HaOmer, which we've been discussing, which is brought on the second day of Pesach. And then there's the Shtei Lechem, which is brought on Shavuos. The halacha is that after the Michas HaOmer is brought on the second day of Pesach, Chadosh becomes Mutter. We're all allowed to eat Chadosh. In terms of bringing Kabbonis to the Beis HaMikdash, Kabbon Mincha, one should wait until Shavuos. However, teaches us the Mishnah that if somebody brought a Korban Mincha from the Chodosh after the Minchas HaOmer was already brought, prior to Shavuos, when the Shtei Lechem is brought, Korban Shtei Lechem Lo Yavi, one should l'chatchila not bring the Korban Mincha from the Chodosh before the Shtei Lechem is brought on Shavuos, Remevi's kosher. Bar Yitzchak Rish Lakish, in explaining this Mishnah, Lo Shanu, when is the halacha that if you brought a Karim Mincha from the Chadosh, that it's disqualified? If you brought it the Abba Asr, the Chamisha Asr, 14 or 15 days in this, and certainly earlier will have the same did. Abba Shish Asr, once it's the 16th day of Nisan, Im Hevi Kosher. If you bring a carbon mincha from the Chadosh, even though the mincha sa'omer has not yet been brought, your carbon is acceptable. Why? Alma, because it's obvious there is lakish of the opinion, Kusava Heir and Mizrach Matir. As soon as the Tezai Nisan comes, the Chadosh becomes mutter, and therefore the carbon mincha that was brought from the Chadosh would be acceptable. Rav Amar, Rav has a third opinion. Just to quickly review. Rav's opinion was that a carbon mincha sa'omer that's brought shalai l'shma is possible. Rish Lakish's opinion was that it's kosher, just we should wait to eat the shirayim until the next carbon mincha sa'omer is brought. Rav Amar, mincha sa'omer should come to shalai l'shma, a mincha sa'omer that's brought shalai l'shma is kshera. V'shirayim necholim, and it's 100% fine, and you can even eat the shirayim. And the ainat tzricha mincha ach sa'omer la'atera, we don't even need to bring another carbon mincha sa'omer. Why, says Rava, and the Gemara will explain this in a second. Shem Achshav Me'elis El Misha Roy LaVoida U B'Dova Roy LaVoida U Mokum Roy LaVoida. So the Gemara explains. Misha Roy LaVoida, what does that mean? Vafuki Kayim Balmum. If a Kayim Balmum does the Avoida, so the halacha is that since he's not supposed to do the Avoida, if he does the Avoida and he had a Machshavas Pigel, the halacha is that the carbon won't become pigel. What would be the nafkamina? A number of nafkaminas. One nafkamina is that if somebody were to eat from that carbon, even though he's not allowed to eat from the carbon, because the carbon was brought by a kohen who is a balmum, but the chiyuv karis one has for eating pigel, that won't apply. Interesting tshuva from Reb Chaim Oizen Achiezer, that even though the chiyuv karis for pigel won't apply, the lav of pigel will apply. Another nafkamina is that the halacha is that once a carbon becomes pigel, it can never be rectified. But if this carbon doesn't become pigel, and there's still blood left for which you could do kabbalah and halacha zrika, the carbon could still be saved. If on the other hand it becomes pigel, it's not salvageable. Over Dava Royal Avoida, this is what's relevant to us, only something that's usually usable for Avoida, that's where you can have a concept of a improper Machshava, Machshava's Pigel, Machshava's Shloy L'shma, Lafuki Menchus Oimer, which comes to teach us by Menchus Oimer, D'loy Chazia, which is not Roy, the Chiddushu. The Karm Menchus Oimer is considered a Chiddush. Why is it a chiddush? Because it's brought with barley, and barley usually is not the ingredient used for carbon mincha. So asks Rashi in the Rishonim, Michas Ha'omer is not the only carbon that's brought from barley. The Minchas Kenas by Saita is also Asur, is also brought from barley. So there are two answers given by Rashi. One answer is the mincha is brought from barley flour. The saita's mincha comes from barley meal. Barley means the grain is just ground up. It's not made into flour. Another teretz is, a carbon mincha is a carbon. A carbon mincha saita, the mincha's kenas, is only here to verify did she or did she not have an adulterous relationship. So it's not the same type of carbon. This is the way Rashi explains. Taisus explains the chiddush of a carbon mincha, goes back to what we discussed at the beginning of the shiur, that we're using something which is really not permissible to be eaten. It's chadash. So it's a chiddush that you could use as an ingredient something which is really not permissible. Over Makom Aroy LaVoida, Machshav is only a factor, Makom Aroy LaVoida, Lefukei Nefka Mizbeach. That if the Mizbeach was damaged, and while the Mizbeach was damaged, the Kayin had a machsheves pigel, the halacha will be that the carbon will not become pigel if it was done when the mizbeach
became, was damaged. This machlokes rishonim, is this a din only by animal kabbonis, or this even apply by karban mincha? But what's relevant to us is that by minchas omer, Rava teaches us there is no concept of shloi l'shma. It's not considered a disqualifying factor at all. Says the Gemara, and the reason we begin this sugya, as the Rishonim explained, is because the concept of minchas omer is going to be brought up in this sugya. Tanabon, shomer menaboka lamata. The Torah says, "Adam kiyakim kem karben l'Hashem, menaboka menatzoyin takriva es karboncham." And so the Torah uses the words menaboker. And we know that that pasuk comes to teach us that an animal that was muktza or nevad or nirva or reveya are all disqualified for carbon. But then the Torah repeats, im oyla carbona menaboker. So the question is, she'en tam loymer. Why does the Torah have to repeat the words menaboker? Elo hoitzi is a treifa. To teach us that an animal which is a treifa may not be brought as a carbon. Ask the Gemara, v'loy dinhu. Why do we need a pasuk to teach us that? Can we learn it logically? An animal which is blemished, which a regular person could eat, a sura l'gvaya, may not be brought as a carbon. Treifa, which is a sura l'hedik. We're not allowed to eat animals which are treifa. And a dinsha sura l'gvaya certainly may not be used as a carbon. Says the Gemara, chelev v'dam yechichu. The chelev and dam are a raya that that isn't a compelling argument. Shesurim l'hedik, because they're also lahedit, umatarm lagavaya. So we would say the same thing by a treifa, that even though it's also lahedit, it should be mutter to the mizbeach. Says the Gemara, you can't bring a raya from chel v'dam. Ma chel v'dam, she came born mechal heter. Chel v'dam come from an animal which is mutter. Time of a treifa, should you say the same by a treifa, shekula sur, that the entire animal is forbidden? And therefore, if it's forbidden to us, certainly it should certainly not be permitted for a carbon. So back to our question, why do we need a pasuk to teach us that a treifa is aser? Says the Gemara, Malika Techia. The Raya is for Malika. Shekula iser, besur lahegit. The halacha is if a bird were normally slaughtered through Malika, it would be aser. And the regular person may not eat that bird, it's a nevela. And it's mutter to eat it, it's mutter to be brought on the mizbeach. Says the Gemara, you can't bring a raya from Malika. Ma Malika, she came kedushasa esrasa. The fact that it's kadosh, the fact that it's hegdish, that's why it is usher for regular people. Masha enke mitreifa, you can't say treifa, that the kedusha makes it aser, she can kedusha aser. That's not the fact that it's kadosh that makes it aser. It's a treifa. In other words, the treifa doesn't become hegdish because of its defect. The nevela, the oif, becomes hegdish becomes kadosh because he did malika. Vim shafta, and if you'll be able to counter these kalchaymers, that's why kishloimer mabok lamater. That's why we have the word menaboker to teach us that a treifa cannot be brought as a carbon. Ask Mamaya Meshafta. What happened here was that we began with a kal v'chomer, that if a bal mum, which everyone can eat, can't be brought as a carbon, certainly a treifa, which we may not eat, can't be brought as a treifa. The Gemara tried to prove logically that maybe that isn't correct. The Gemara wasn't successful. But now the Gemara says we would be able to prove that that's incorrect, and that's why we need the pasuk. How can we get to that conclusion? Answer the Gemara. So the Gemara says, simon rukiach mar ad l'shisha. It's a simon of different approaches. Amarav, mishindik l'meimar, michas oimer techiach. We could bring a raya for the michas oimer. Shasur l'hedjit. At that point, it's still chadash, and it's osu l'hedjit. Umitaris l'gavaya. And therefore, I'll say the same by treifa, that even though it's osu lehedjit, it may be it's mutu legevoya. Says the Gemara, ma lemichas ha'omer, she came a teres chadash. The mechas ha'omer has this power that it has the ability to matter the chadash. That's why you could bring it for something which is osur. The treifa doesn't have that characteristic. Says the Gemara, b'shvius.
The Mechus HaOmer is not matter anything in the Shemitah year, because the new grain is anyway usher, because it's Shemitah produce. Says the Gemara, Shvius Nami Shekem Eter Svichim. The halacha is that even though you're not allowed to plant and cultivate crops during the Shemitah, whatever grows by itself is mutter, and there would be no Isser Shemitah on it, and therefore the Mechus HaOmer has the ability that it's matter that, whereas the Trefa isn't matter anything. Says the Gemara, no, B'Shvius K'Rekiva. We're following the opinion of Rekiva. Dama Svichan Asur B'Shvius. It's still Svichan Asur B'Shvius. Amalei Rav Akiva Nami Yisrael. Even according to Rekiva, where the Mechus HaOmer doesn't seem to be matter anything in the Shemitah year, it does matter. Ma Mechus HaOmer Shekem Materis Chodesh B'Chutzlorz. And makes Chodesh permissible in Chutzlorz. But Filu Man Omer. If even you follow the Man Omer that holds Chodesh B'Chutzlorz Lav Deraisa, Shekem Bo Lahat Elash B'Toychev. Which means that let's say somebody would bring the Mechus HaOmer, and now the Chodesh becomes Mutter. So yes, we're not allowed to eat Shemitah produce. Not only are we not allowed to eat Shemitah produce, but we're following the opinion of Rekiva that we're not allowed to even eat the Svichin HaShvius. What will happen if somebody will eat that now? He'll no longer have the lav of Chodosh, he'll only have the lav of Shemitah. So therefore, Mechus HaOmer is a matter. That's why it can come from something that's permitted, prohibited, the Chodosh. Whereas, Trefa is a matter anything. So how can I use the Trefa? I'm aware of that. That's the Ravina. Maybe you should say that indeed, you could bring a trefa as a carbon, but tata lav shebetoychei. And when you bring as a carbon, even though normally you can't eat a trefa, you'll be able to eat this animal which was a trefa. And that's why we need a pasuk to say that the trefa is also el prachaki. Says the Gemara, the question is different. Malu Mechus HaOmer shekem etzvos bekach. There is a mitzvah to bring the carbon Mechus HaOmer from Chodosh. You have to bring it from Chodosh, and therefore the halach is that it's a matter. There is no chiv to bring a carbon that's a treifa. And therefore you can't learn the halach of treifa from Mechus HaOmer, where by Mechus HaOmer the Torah insists that the mitzvah come from the Chodosh. There is no such rule by treifa. So again, we're still where we are. Why would we think that treifa should be permitted, that we need a pasuk to say that it's awesome?